Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I make known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The gospel is Jesus praying for his disciples that they all be one. It's so true. Unity is not something just to be there. You have to pray for. And Jesus prayed for it. What's real unity? Unity, not just two or three just gather together. It's okay. But the root is not that they share the same spirit or they like the same thing. Unity, it means root in the Lord. Perhaps each one of us have a different character, but still we can be one. Because not all seeking what the others is lacking you. Unity means each one of us rooted in the Lord. That means to say, if you have God in you, I have God in mind, in me, then we are united. Perhaps we don't have to speak too much together, but we have unity, because unity comes from the root, from God himself. This is also mentioned before, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who live in me, I in them, they bear much fruit. This is simple of our life. We share the same life of Christ. Fortunately, we have the Blessed Sacrament that the life of Christ become our life. What St. Paul says also, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. This is true unity. If you have God, if I have God in my heart, then we are united. Although we don't have to speak too many things together, we're united. If not, just appearance that we close together, but it's not true unity. True unity is like the life of the Blessed Trinity, the relation between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Father loves the Son as if he loses himself. the Son loves the Father as he loves himself. This true unity, this unity is the Holy Spirit. It's a communion of love. It's true love, not for our own sake. So let us pray that we be always like Jesus bade us to love with his heart. First of all, do everything in the hand of God, in the will of God. Secondly, offer our life for him. No matter what people he bring along in our path, share this true life. If we have Christ, Christ will convert your people, will help your people understand better. First of all, you yourself, I myself, live well every present moment in the Lord. With simplicity, with a joyful heart, because Jesus loves us. Jesus accompanying us. Jesus even carrying us on our way. We never alone. Jesus also in the Gospel, St. John Gospel, always says, I am with you until the end of the world.